I'm that bitch. Yeah. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa. Break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. Yeah. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water. I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash. You the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Classy. Bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey.
Nasty,
hey.
Yeah. Hacking, stupid,
whoa.
What's happening,
whoa.
Bitch,
whoa.
What's happening, whoa. Bitch, I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, yeah. Bougie, yeah. Ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
whoa.
Nasty,
whoa.
Hacking, stupid, whoa. What's happening, bitch, what's happening.
Hello everyone and happy Friday. We are still in Black History Month and y'all are still showing y'all black ass. Y'all are still showing y'all black ass,
right.
But happy Black History Month. How you been? It feel like I be always taking 2 weeks vacation.
Well, you know, what you say, life be lifing.
Life been lifing.
I'm good. I, you know, just another week, just trying to figure it out. But I'm good. Nothing major on my side going on. We're just trying to still figure out how Slick doing, if we can get her feeling better. But other than that, that's another day in paradise, right?
Yeah.
How's school coming? That's the question I want to know. How's school going?
That's all I can say is,
Got to keep you motivated with that school.
School would be great if people don't do the most. That's what I'm just gonna say. School will be absolutely great, but it is what it is. I don't got that long ago, but I'm gonna keep pushing.
Who be doing the most? That's what I want to know.
Them instructors.
Them, okay.
Instructors be doing the absolute goddamn most. But hey, whatever. Like I said, I'm almost done, and you best believe when I'm done. You know
you
how
done.
They say. You can't shout or party across the stage when you. I'm doing all that shit. I'm tossing wigs up. I'm tossing shoes up. I'm doing everything.
Everything possible.
Yeah, but yeah, we yeah, I'm almost done. But yeah.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah.
So you've been gone for about 3 weeks now.
It's only been,
it's only been a week.
Yeah.
It's only been a week, right?
Yeah, it's only been a week. I only missed a week.
You know, I was looking forward to last week when you sent me that message, and now we didn't talk about it. I don't know if it's a message we want to talk about now.
I had got excited because I was ready and I was prepared. I was going to do some research. I was going to dig. Y'all know
right.
That I've been waiting.
You say it every show.
I've been waiting for Mr. Fonzworth Bentley to come forward and tell his story.
Tell his side of the story.
His surviving Diddy story. And I had got super, super excited because I seen the article and it was like, yeah, Fonzworth Bentley finally comes out. And I was like, oh my God, here, the moment of truth. And then I ain't seen shit else about it because that would have made headlines.
You see,
would have been everywhere.
You sent me a message, like, I'm doing the show today. It's happening.
Right. I was super excited. Like, y'all don't know the level of excitement that was for me when I seen that. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's happening. God answered my prayers that, yes, Fonzworth has finally surfaced to tell his story. And I ain't seen shit else about it.
You see, I don't know if you ever watched that movie. It was a movie me and Slick watched one time. They kept saying, it's happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
I was,
y'all don't even know. I had sat up on the side of the bed and was like, yes, thank you, God. I started praising God like it was Sunday in church. I was like, oh my God, it's happening.
Everything I ever asked for.
Right. I was like, yes, God answered my prayers. This could not have been a perfect time. Black History Month is kicking off great. Fonzworth is surfing.
Fonzworth is coming forward.
I was super excited, and then I ain't heard nothing else about it.
You was telling me earlier that they were saying that L'Oreal should come forward.
Oh, yeah.
That it'll be a real big problem if she came forward.
I think the two of them should team up and do the interview together.
Oh, as a
yeah.
couple, as
I think
a family.
I think they should do it together. I think they really should get together and do it. That would be the greatest moment in history.
Yeah, Slick said I was happy as fuck too. I was happy.
I know.
I was sad super, when it didn't happen. I was super excited.
I was super excited. Y'all couldn't even tell me y'all weren't excited. I was hella excited.
He was real excited.
I was. I think I sent it to a lot of people.
It's like it's happening.
Yeah, I was as the kids say, I was geek.
Right, right.
I was real geek.
You were telling me about L'Oreal, and you had to remind me who she was, but she was the choreographer that used to hang around with, kind of like his assistant, his right hand, right?
Yeah.
I can't just believe he just around just fucking everybody around, just in front of everybody, just doing roguish shit.
I believe he was fucking a lot of people, and I believe he fucked over a lot of people.
Right. So, I'm not going to deny that allegedly. We're going to say allegedly on that he fucked over people, but I'm not going to deny it, but at the same time, it's got to be, I just can't see him just doing it all, like.
I don't know. I hope 2024 don't let us down and end with a bang.
You're like, the interview of the century.
Yeah, I need this.
Farnsworth Bentley comes forward with L'Oreal in the background.
I might just slide in a DM and be like, hey, you ready to talk?
Is he on Instagram?
He is. L'Oreal is too.
Oh.
She posts a video every day.
I thought, I didn't know he was on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, he's.
Because he just, like, disappeared, like.
He's visibly on,
like,
yeah.
One day he was holding the umbrella, next day he was gone.
No, he's on Instagram. He's definitely on Instagram.
Next day there was, like, no rain. Like, he was just not there.
Mm-mm. He on there. He definitely on there, so.
And he was there during the beginning. Woo! Well, he was can't stop, won't stop.
Right. So we gonna keep praying.
He may not come when you want him, but he gonna come right on time.
He gonna come on the day I ain't got nothing to talk about. Right. And God gonna be like, here you go.
Here you go, little interview. Farnsworth Bentley right. Action. There you go.
You want this interview? Here you go. So yeah. So we're gonna get into some juicy hot topics.
Okay.
Miss Portia Williams.
I saw she getting divorced again, huh?
Yeah, she getting divorced after 15, being married for 15 months to Simon. I don't know this man last name. Don't even give me the line.
Uh-huh.
Good something.
Right. Is it, so this is her, like.
She's her second marriage.
Oh, okay, so that's not that bad.
This is her second marriage. But it comes days after he got denied for his citizenship. So I don't know if she getting divorced for that. But he keeps getting denied for citizenship because he's a fraud.
He's a fraud.
Allegedly.
Where is he from?
I don't know. But he ain't from the United States.
Okay.
But they say he came over here in 1992.
Uh-huh.
1992. He got denied.
Uh-huh.
It's like every year he keeps applying, he keeps getting denied. But he kept getting denied because of check fraud.
Oh, so I'm just asking, what does he do as a career? Because kind of like, to meet her, not that she's like an A-list celebrity, she's a D-list celebrity, in my opinion.
Right.
But he still has to travel in them circles. You know, they all think they so rich, you know, so he still would have to travel in them circles because she used to be married to a football player, so she's got a little money.
Yeah, she got money, and then you know her dad, I mean her granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Was something major. He was like,
he was Hosea Williams, like, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, that was, he was, that's Hosea Williams' granddaughter. She's a civil rights leader from Atlanta. So,
yeah, so.
But that don't mean nothing, like, but anyway, even to travel in those circles that they claim they are always in,
right.
You would think that he would have to have a little bit of money.
He does have a little money. Not sure exactly what he does or whatever or what he was into because I never really cared about
him. He writes checks.
He definitely writes checks, writes fraud checks at that.
I don't even know how you can get away with that nowadays. Because you literally write a check and it literally comes through your bank 15 minutes after you walk out the store.
I'm not even sure. They probably can get away with that from where he from.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I guess.
I don't know, but yes.
I guess, because I'm thinking, like, how do you get away with it?
I don't even know. Speaking of checks, you heard about the lady that went to the dentist's office and got arrested?
No.
She got arrested at the dentist's office because she was going to get some veneers done.
Uh-huh.
She used a CPN.
Okay.
CPA, you know, is not legal.
What is a CPA? What's a CPA?
It's it's a second identity number.
Okay.
So 9 times out of 10, most CPNs are used for people who passed away. So you're using like their old social or something like that. Okay. Depending on who does it. Let me say that. Depending on who does it.
Okay.
But yeah, so she used a CPN, used a credit card and a fake ID to go get veneers.
Okay.
And they rolled up on her. They asked her, what name did you use to make this appointment? Did you use your name? She said no. They bust down on her, told her to get up off the chair, and she went to jail.
How did they know that she was even there? Like, how did they know?
Because, you know, the dentist office probably alerted them. Because, you know, sometimes.
Dentist office dry snitching.
Yeah, they definitely dry snitch. They'll get an alert. They'll definitely get an alert.
When they run a card or something? Yeah,
when they run a card. Or, you know, because she had the credit card, she had the ID, she had, you know, like I said, that CPN. So, they probably definitely got an alert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But they couldn't find this man writing bad checks.
You going to jail for fake-ass teeth. Going to jail.
So you got
to
get out the store. All you got to do is get out the store. Yeah, but that...
Yeah,
I'm talking about when we're talking about writing them checks.
Yeah, you definitely got to get out the store. But I'm pretty sure he got out the store. He probably was doing that shit online.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking.
I guess you got the alert, but that's got to be something, man. You can't go to the dentist in private no more.
Hey, stop using the CPN. And use care credit.
You know, people try to sell you that kind of stuff. Like, they'll be like, we can make your credit better, and then you got a CPN number.
Yeah.
And you illegal
as fuck.
I thought
about getting one.
Right.
I thought about getting one for a long time.
Until that happened.
No, it was a while ago when I thought about getting one, you know, just to clean up my credit and stuff like that. But then I'm like, I don't feel like going to jail.
Right. That's a good deterrent.
So I was just like, let me clean up my own credit. But then I thought about it again. Like, I do need another car.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, if you go to the car dealership, they're going to run that shit. And they're going to be like, it's a fake-ass Social Security number. And they're going to bust down on me. And I'm going to be sitting there looking like.
You're going to be in your new car running your hand across the steering wheel. Like, ooh, and they're going to bust down on you.
Right. And I'm going to be like, damn, I was just trying to get a car.
I was going to pay for it.
Right. Like, I was going to keep up the payments. Right. But, yeah. So I was just like, fuck it. Let me just fix my shit and get it together. And I end up fixing my own credit.
Right. So you went the legal route.
But now that shit back fucked up. So now I'm back. So now I'm thinking about going back to this. No, I'll just play.
Don't you wish it was as easy to fix your shit as it is to fuck it up? Because right, they take you around the world to get that shit off your credit. Like they. Right. They wear your ass out with that shit.
Right, exactly.
They think everything that's on there has got to be real. It can't be no fake. You know what I'm saying? Even with identity theft, when you try to get that check that these credit bureau companies, they give you the runaround, man. You like, my identity was stolen. They like, yeah, right.
They need to come back out with PPP loan. I'm not missing it this time. Fuck it. Fuck it. 2 tears in the bucket. Fuck it.
They not going to unless they give you another COVID that you got to close down the world with.
I don't
with.
Care. Come out with something because I need something.
So you missed it. They coming from the PPPs, I'm telling you.
Shit, they only doing what, 5 to 6 months?
That's still time.
Yeah, still
and
time.
It's a felony.
Hey.
Which will affect you down the line.
I said a few shows ago, I wouldn't go to jail. But
if it was a misdemeanor, it'd be different. But if you got a felony on your record, even if you only did 4 months, it's still a felony.
Well,
yeah,
I'd be a
fraud. Risk. Then you can't get jobs nowhere. You got even if the company
I'd be a
delivers mail feeling. To a federal government agency, then you won't be able to get hired because you got fraud on your background.
Hey, I'd be a rich ass felon with a PPP loan.
They weren't giving out that. Well, unless you was getting
they was
millions.
Getting what 20 million. 20. Well, some people was being greedy. Some people was doing the most.
I think one of them rappers who got like 1.3 million.
Yeah, remember I told you about that attorney that did the PPP loan.
Yeah, and she had got like, 10, 20 million?
Yeah, she was doing the most.
And buying what? Cars and houses.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to
You don't
want to
do
that
all
part.
That. You just need what?
I just need
a couple hundred thousand?
No, I need about, 20. At the most.
20,000?
20, yeah.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, 30 days in jail for that.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Look, we up here negotiating in jail we can do for $20,000. Come on now. We got to be better. Got to be better.
I could slide through that. Don't touch me. Don't look at me.
I saw you was out in the outside last night.
I was. I went to karaoke.
Oh, did you karaoke? Why you get no,
I did karaoke.
Why you get no video of you karaoke?
I told him not to put no videos up. I did karaoke. That song, Erykah Badu, Tyrone.
Uh-oh.
I did.
Did you have a good time?
I did. It was fun.
Oh, that's what's up.
I always have fun with the old people. Old people stay outside. They stay outside. They ain't them got nothing to
lose. They ain't got nothing to lose. They ain't got nothing to lose.
Them niggas stay outside, and they just be bopping.
Y'all remember that one time Slick told me that at the old folks, the nursing, not nursing home, retirement community, they all had the highest STD rates. Ooh. Old folks is just getting it. Mm. They like, I'm 65, 70. Why I need to wear a condom? My summers is over.
Ooh. Mm.
So you know they outside, right? Spending their social security checks with them long ass zoot suits on.
You know what the funniest thing about old people, like when you get old, you ain't got no care in the world, you know you going to karaoke on Thursday night.
Right.
You gonna pull out your best dress. Like, these niggas be in there with Easter suits on.
Where was you at? You wasn't at...
I was at backstage.
Oh, okay. I finna say you wasn't at Ellery's, was you?
No. My coworker, she keep trying to get me to go to Ellery's.
Go on to Ellery's. You might... No offense to your hood. You ain't gonna spend no money. You ain't gonna spend not nan dime.
But, yeah, these niggas be out there with Easter suits on. I mean, pimp suits on. I seen two pimps last night. I don't know. Ain't your pimp card expired?
You saw pimps in the flesh. You like, damn, these is real pimps.
Yeah, like, nigga, ain't your pimp card expired? I'm talking about gold ring.
Right.
The big hat, the chain. He sitting up there like this at the damn bottom.
Oh, he had a cane.
I'm like, sir, you was too old for this shit. You was way too old for this shit.
He ain't try to take you home, did he? Ain't try to catch you.
No, I kept walking. I kept walking. Then when I got off the stage from singing Tyrone, I don't know, this drunk guy came up to me, showed me his ID. He said, that's my son. My name Tyrone. I said, all right, okay. All right, Tyrone.
That was Slick's dad's song when he passed, but that's what he always say. He's always say, call Tyrone, come over to my world. True player for real.
I'm like, these people, but yeah, them old people be out. They be out and they be on the dance floor from the time they walk in to the time they leave out.
So they say you should have got pictures of some of them.
You know what? Next time I go, I'm gonna get pictures.
Well, if you like that scene, you definitely. Well, I only went to Ellery's once. I don't need to go one time to let me know I ain't need to go again. But hey,
then it was some little guy on the stage. He old as hell. Sitting up here singing My Prerogative with a fucking WWE belt around his waist.
He was a champion. He had a belt that big.
And doing the fucking splits and shit. I'm like, oh my God. I felt like I was in the old folks Twilight Zone. That's what I felt like.
Oh my God. Who got you in that place? Who took you up there and got you?
My coworkers.
And tricked you?
My coworkers took me. We've been a few times, so. Yeah, but it was a good time.
You still had a good time, right?
I did.
At least with the old folks, you ain't got to worry about nobody getting the fight start shooting up.
They did have a fight. Two old people had a fight in there, and I'm like, you know what? It's time to go. You know, when old people start fighting, it is really time to go.
So it was time to go when old people start fighting.
I'm like, y'all is about to break something. Y'all need to
sit and down. Not in the bar, on your body.
Right, you gonna be crying for Bengay and Geritol or whatever y'all take.
He said, "When old folks start fighting, it is time to go."
I'm like, look at these fools.
Well, you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time. They was giving out free shots and everything.
Oh, they was.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They was giving out free shots, so. Yeah, it was decent. But
my bad. Trying to check to make sure the video on YouTube is.
So yeah. Los Angeles
not on that bullshit. Videos, please. Next time, please.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take videos. Definitely take videos. Niggas pulling up at the club with purple horses and shit. Yes, I thought I was fucking high.
They were riding horses?
I don't even fucking smoke weed. Right. These motherfuckers was riding horses.
What the fuck? Real horses?
Real horses.
To the club you was karaoke in
there. I was at backstage on God Be World. First of all, you know that was a red flag. Yes, backstage on God.
You was on God Be Road. That was a red flag.
Right. Backstage on God Be Road. You know you see everything on Old National, so.
Right.
But yeah, niggas at the club with horses and shit, and old people dressing in Easter suits, niggas WWE belts.
Who the hell is pulling up and got there on a horse?
People.
Did they get the valet?
He parked on the side of the fence. He had to tie the horse up. I know the horse was like, it's some bullshit.
You know, there's some real pimping going on when you pull up on a horse. How many people was it?
It was two.
Did they have on a suit or did they just?
No, they had the cowboy hat on. Cowboy hat on with the cowboy shirt, the pants, the cowboy boots. Yeah. They was outside last night on a Thursday.
And it's nothing like looking at your horse and going, I'm finna kill him with this. I'm finna ride this. Hey, we pulling up in horses.
I'm finna get me a whole bunch of bitches with this. Yeah. They was outside with horses last night.
But you noticed them. It's conversation pieces.
The horse had purple on. The horse had purple on.
It was all about getting you to notice them.
Well, we definitely noticed that shit.
Right.
We definitely noticed that. I'm like, these old people don't hold no punches.
They don't.
It ain't even a holiday. They hold no punches. They pulling out anything.
They come outside to play. And if you ain't ready to play, don't come into their world.
Go big or go home.
Right. That's it.
And they came big with the horses. They came big, like, you know. Yeah, so yeah.
Hey, did you hear that Corey Holcomb and Donnell Rollins got into a fight? Not a fight, but a disagreement, comedians.
No, but I did hear about Mike Epps and Cat Williams disagreement.
Oh, they had a disagreement?
And Shay Shay.
Well, I heard about Shay. I heard him and Shay Shay made up. They kissed and made up, allegedly.
Oh, well, yeah. Mike said he was mad because Cat didn't put him on. He said he could have told about the time him and Cat had altercation. He said he thought that was cool, but so I don't know. But yeah, I really didn't dive into that because I'm really sick of it.
Oh yeah, it's getting old, ain't it?
Yeah, and I'm sick of Monique and her son.
They still arguing.
Yeah, her son.
I know he put up a video a week or so ago, but he's putting up more videos.
Well, I only seen that one where he said his mama ain't did shit for him and stuff like that. I don't know. I didn't even know she had kids.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
I didn't even know she had kids. I'm like, oh, she got a son?
It's too much public airing out of personal business on the social media.
Yeah, because this is the crazy shit that caught me. And this is why I say y'all still showing y'all black asses for Black History Month. First of all, I seen a damn altercation between gospel artist Tamla Man and her kid.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Not Tamla Man out here boxing.
Yeah, like, her kids was like, we don't want nothing to do with our parents, allegedly. I'm like, damn.
When would this happen?
This was like a week ago.
They was outside fighting. They was arguing.
Her son made an Instagram post and said, we will not be no longer have involvement with our parents and such. I'm like, 2024 is fucking wild.
So Tamla Mann
and her kids arguing.
And she is with the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord. She was just in the color purple singing in the middle of the street. And now she arguing with her children.
Like, damn.
Man, come on.
I'm like,
it's in the water.
I said, see this shit Monique just started?
Right.
You did this shit.
Everybody want to get their shit out.
This shit even made me and my daughter get into it.
Oh my God.
I'm like, shit, I don't argue with these kids. What do these kids think they is? I don't argue with these kids.
Well, your daughter didn't go on social media for, I am no longer dealing with Miss Gemini Queen. Right. She is not a part of my family anymore.
She ain't gone on IG, but she might as well have. I'm
like, this is some bullshit. It ain't trickled down to my children yet, but I kind of, when I see my children texting, I go, mm-mm. What they want?
I'm like,
God, what's the problem? Yeah, what's right. the matter? Like, I kind of hold it for a little
these
bit.
These kids are off the chain. Like, who argues with Tamla Mann?
Tamla Mann, who argued with her?
Now I can see Monique. Monique got a slick ass mouth. Yeah. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, but Tamla Mann?
Not Take Me to the King.
Ain't she married Mr. Brown for real?
Yeah.
Huh, Mr. Brown ain't did nothing to nobody. Mm-hmm. Well, now their kids don't want to deal with them.
Now, I could see a little bit Mr. Brown getting into it with his kids. Because he seemed like he got a little temper, and he seemed like he don't play no shit with them kids. But Tamla, I can't see Tamla arguing with them kids. I definitely could see Mr. Brown arguing with
them
kids.
How does he seem like he has a temper? Like,
because if you watch their reality show, because you know they had a reality show not too long ago. So if you watch their reality show, you know, you could see some parts of his little mean streak come out. Not all the time, but like, he the one that actually stand on business with the kids.
Okay.
Tamla the soft, the, you know.
The mama, oh, don't mama, worry about
the
it.
Nurturer, uh-huh. Yeah. Like, no, this is bad, you know. Da, da, da. Mr. Brown, like, no, I'm not putting up. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Now, if the argument was between, well, it was between.
Everybody.
The parents and the kids.
Right.
Yeah, but no, you don't argue with Tamla.
No, you don't argue with Tamla. You can argue with a bunch of people, not Miss Mann.
Nah, them kids need to get this shit together.
Okay, what else we got going on?
Yeah, them kids. 2024. So, are we speaking about kids? A Los Angeles mother rose up on her daughter selling in the streets.
No.
Yeah.
She didn't know this, or the daughter ran away from home or something.
I'm not sure what happened to the extent her daughter had to sell her stuff in the street, but she rolled up on her daughter. I guess somebody alerted her.
And told her where she was.
That her daughter was out here.
Uh-huh.
I guess the daughter was like 1920 from what I seen. Mm-hmm. She sent the video, 1920. Yeah, out there selling in the street.
And she didn't have no idea about
this. Her mama said, get your ass in this car and get... She's like, no, I'm trying to make some money. Yeah. I hear just prostituting.
Spending at least she doing it.
Little thirst bucket.
Hey.
Just being a little thirst bucket.
Hey.
And the little outfit she had on, I don't know how many sales she got, because the outfit looked like she got it out the back of a back alley.
Did she have a body on her?
No.
Okay. She like she ain't had no
fucking piece of cardboard.
She was a straight errand board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then that's a bad thing.
So she probably only made $5 or $10. Like, seriously, because I was just looking like, who, why?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
You know what? And you know, I probably would, because, yeah, that's nasty.
You'd be surprised how these men are out here. They some weirdos. There's some weirdos out here in these streets.
Yeah, that's not cute.
That'd be, look, they'd be like, oh, yeah, look at her.
That's not cute at all.
I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah.
No. I mean, when I was younger, I didn't try to sell my body. I tried to be a stripper.
Uh-huh.
I was so scared to strip, because I didn't want nobody to see me.
That's the point of stripping. And it's like, for them to see you.
I didn't see, and I was just trying to be a good kid.
Uh-huh.
And help my mama. My mama was falling on hard times. I didn't want her to fall on hard times, so I'm like, let me figure out a way.
Right.
I ain't want no job. I just wanted to go make some quick, fast cash.
Like a couple hundred real quick.
Yeah, so I'm like, let me go. I found, you know, the little booty cutoff shorts, little tank top t-shirt. I found one of those and some cute little heels.
Uh-huh.
They weren't even the stripper heels.
They were regular ass fucking church heels.
So I'm in the fucking club with some fucking church heels on and some booty shorts. And I didn't even, the man said audition. I auditioned. He said, okay, go downstairs and get dressed. I didn't even perform that night. I was so fucking scared. And then when I got down there, these bitches charged at me. Like, why the fuck you down here? And who the fuck, what you think you supposed to do?
Right.
I said, you know what? I'm not doing nothing.
Why they charge you? You doing the same shit they doing.
Yeah.
And you stripping.
The bitch told me, she said, what's your fucking stage name? And I told her, she said, that's my motherfucking stage name. And it's only one of those around here, bitch. And I said, you know what? You was absolutely right. And I'm not stepping on your territory. And I'm about to go home. So I took my ass home.
Well, okay, what was your stage name?
It was going to be Foxy.
She said her dad stayed there with Foxy. Yeah, my fucking dad. There could be Foxy. One fox around here, goddamn
it. And I said, you absolutely right, and I'm going home. And that bitch intimidated me so bad, and I just went and got my shit and went home.
So you ain't questioning.
Mm-mm. Because she told me right. She put me in my place, and I left.
She said, there's only one fox around here.
And I said, you was right, ma'am. And I said,
ma'am.
I said, you was right, ma'am. I'm gone. I'm right. About to go home. Fuck you.
Right.
And I never looked at stripping again. So.
Right.
Yeah.
We all did our little thing to make a little money, you know. I ain't never tried selling no drugs. I thought about it for about 2 minutes. And I was like, it's too much. It's too much work. I'm just gonna go and be ragged.
Somebody
I'm gonna go.
Said you let them strippers scare you out of there. Hell yeah. I did. Yes, I did. Yep. Yeah, I sure did.
We will see which Foxy is the best tonight.
Yeah. That's pretty much what she told my ass. She said, yeah, bitch, yeah. That's exactly the words she probably said.
Right.
Yeah, bitch, Foxy would. I'm the big Foxy around here, bitch. Sit your dumb ass down. Amateur.
Oh my God.
She probably was in the back like this fucking amateur. Yeah. Yep. I was like, let me just go home and take my ass to church.
It wasn't meant for you.
And pray that my mom would get a miracle.
It wasn't meant for you.
It wasn't.
You know, sometimes Jesus will send you a sign.
Yeah.
And Foxy was your sign.
Mm-hmm. Warning came before destruction. Because right. That bitch was going to kill my ass. She's going to shut the stairs down. And she ought to be sitting over there looking stupid.
I can't believe how the women be back there fighting about that shit. Like, I can't believe it. It was a while. It was, I want to say about a year or two ago.
That stripper show?
Nah, stripper show.
Yeah, they had a stripper show filmed out of Atlanta.
Nah, it wasn't that. I remember that, though. But there was a post the girl put up saying something about they was at the back in the back of the strip club. And she like, man, shoot, my old days. You probably saw this post. And back in the old days, I sucked about 5 dicks, danced a little bit. I pulled it down about 3,000-4,000. Fuck 2 or 3 niggas.
I wouldn't have made no money. I'd have been broke. They were like, what stripper you want? The broke bitch or you want us? Cause I'd have been broke. I'm not doing no extra.
Mm-mm, you know what get me about the strip? When you go to the strip club and they dancing for you, mm-mm. And you hear 2 songs, and this bitch be like, oh, that were 8 songs. That was $95.
Right. Mm-mm.
I thought it was $10 a song. Yeah, that was 9 songs. No, it wasn't. All I kept hearing was back that ass up for about 15 minutes.
Well, he played it 8 times. Run me my money, yeah.
That's why I don't fuck with no strip clubs.
Speaking of strip clubs, it was a post where a girl, and I'm all off topic, but it was a post where a girl said she wanted to be a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
She said she reached out to this lady who was a bartender to ask her, like, what all was the qualification and what in detail.
Right.
And the lady said, well, we work at the club and, you know, you make money off tips and stuff. We split the tips down the middle or whatever. And then she said, and then we do extra stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, we do private parties.
Right.
And the girl said, private parties? She said, yeah. She said, we make most of our money from the private parties.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, you could do the private party fully clothed. Topless, with your top on and bottomless.
Mm-hmm.
She said you can give hand jobs, head jobs, or you can fuck.
And this a bartender.
Just for a bartender.
The bartender position. Jobs is getting rough out there.
I say y'all serving Patron ahead.
Bartender jobs. It's hard out here for a bartender.
Damn.
Jeez.
Patron ahead.
You gotta pour up a drink while you sucking the dick.
Hennessy and hand jobs.
<I'm> right.
All this for a bartender position. Like, whoa.
That's a lot.
I never knew bartending was that extent.
I didn't know it was that rough. Like, I didn't know you had to get out here and get it as a bartender.
Exactly. Like, for a long time, I wanted to be a bartender too. Because when I worked at the bank, I had talked to this one lady. She was a bartender at 11:45. She said she was in charge of the bartender.
Right.
Now it made me think, what if I did? What the fuck they be doing? Because they be having all the celebrities at 11:45.
Right.
Yo, that's wild.
Hey, guess you got to get it how you live, right?
So y'all serving Patron ahead, Hennessy, and hand job.
Yeah. Most
God damn.
Patron and pussy.
Whoa, that's wild.
And Jack and Jack.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, no. Okay, let's go back on topic. We ain't gonna strip club action.
But yeah, that was wild. I was dumbfounded. But yeah. I guess we're gonna keep our dear Miss Wendy Williams in prayer. She has been diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia and aphasia. For those who don't know what aphasia is, it's a lost ability to understand and express speech caused by brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I seen a little clip with her or whatever, talking to Black China. I'm so proud of Black China. But anyway.
Why?
I can see the change.
You can.
You can't.
You know what? I ain't gonna even lie. Let me stop fronting. I ain't never even watched that motherfucker. Like,
She don't do the wild hair no more. She fully clothed now. You know, she took out all her fillers and stuff like that.
But my thing is, how old is she?
I'm not sure. She got to be in her 30s, though.
Let me say, Slick said, you don't have to do all that shit if you don't want to. I'm talking about bartending. But if you want to, trick off a little bit.
Hey, I got boundaries.
You got fences up. Like.
Yeah, no, I got limits. I got limitations. I'm not doing no after parties, no private parties, no nothing. The most you could probably get me to do is be in that little skimpy-ass outfit, and that's it.
Right.
But other than that, I'm not. Mm-mm.
And I think to myself, after so many, it's not even fun no more. Like,
guess how much sperm you got to walk around in your head.
Why you walking around with it in your head?
I'm just saying, because an after party, if y'all fucking start, we back on the strip, the drink, the bartender drink conversation.
I'm sorry.
But guess how much, you know, you.
How, why, explain to me
you
why.
You gotta get about 10 blows of hand jobs to serve drinks.
I'm saying, but why are you walking around with it in your
but
head?
But I'm just saying, you got to, I'm not saying actually walking around with it, but 10 to 15 niggas that nutted in your hand by the end of the night.
You don't let them nut in your hand. When they get ready to go, you move your hand out the way. You don't let them nut in your hand. You can't. It's got to be a way you can feel it coming.
What, you gonna nut in a napkin?
Yeah. Especially, like, if he's your man, that's different. I mean, that's different situations, but just a stranger that you get extracurricular activities with, nah, man. Uh-uh.
I'm not even physically put myself in that position. Yeah, no.
Six of that shit ain't paying like it used to.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying, but you'd be surprised. But let me ask you a question. What's different between that tricking off a little bit and just a woman saying, you gotta take me to somewhere beside Cheesecake Factory for us to go out? Like, what's the difference? I'm asking you honest, because you always be honest.
Well,
like, if a woman say, you gotta pay for me to go out with you, what's the difference? I would rather just say, go on, give you 200, put the $400 on the table.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
First of all, that's a job. Bartending is a job.
Right.
Going out is dating.
But at the end of the day,
that's the difference.
If you paying for it.
The difference is bartending is a job.
I get you. I hear you.
And dating is dating. So we kind of know, we kind of have an idea that at the end of this date night, if you paying me to go out with you, you gonna get some.
But what's the difference? That's still a job, right?
No, it's not a job.
We talking about the tricking off part.
The tricking off part, but is the tricking off part discussed?
It's insinuated.
It's insinuated. So she just insinuating that he gonna trick off on her. I mean, because 9 out of 10, if you dating, you gonna trick off. Regardless. It don't even have to be established. We know you gonna trick off. We know you gonna buy us something. We know you gonna take us out to eat.
Right, right.
We know our part is to give you a little bit to make you happy, to keep you around, so you can continue to trick off.
Exactly. So what's the difference?
The difference is
it's straightforward, and the other ones, and 15 the other ones,
niggas nothing in your hand at the end of the night. That's the difference.
Well, you gotta get more money from them 15 niggas than you do from this one, so that's why you gotta have 15 nuts.
I'd rather have one than 15.
Okay, that's the difference.
Yeah.
One trick off versus 15 trick offs. Yeah. That's the difference.
That's how you want to put it.
That's the difference.
I don't want all them cements and sperms. That's the difference. And juices in my
You're getting
hand.
All your money from this one person, but it's still tricking.
I mean, hey.
Even if he got it, it's still tricking.
Hey.
Right?
I would rather have one nut in my hand than have 15. So, hey.
Slick say, if he don't nut in your hand, where is it going?
On the floor.
You gotta put them titties up there.
On the floor. It's gonna go on the floor.
Put them breasts is up there.
Or he gonna nut on his thigh. That's where he gonna nut at, on his thigh.
Oh, hey.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
What you do with that kind of hand job is a...
He gonna nut on his thigh.
It's a sticky thigh.
And I'm gonna go get him a napkin and say, okay, and that was $350.
He say he gonna nut on his thigh.
He gonna nut on his thigh.
Well, that ain't no fun. You gotta make it seem like it's gonna be a immaculate.
And you know what? This conversation made me want to interview a bartender. I'm gonna find
Yeah, we need to find a bartender.
I'm gonna find a bartender and talk to her.
One that works at a club, like
yeah.
at the club.
Yeah,
every
I'm gonna
night.
Find a bartender. I want to talk to a bartender.
Like one that like. Maybe at a strip club.
Yeah.
And see what they got to do.
I want to hear what they got to say.
Because they pretty good with the conversation, too. Now, if you get one, you get an eye to one, and you tipping them good, and every time you come around the corner, they at you. They come to talk to you, get see what you need to drink, because you tipping them good. See, I learned that early.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a good little tip. Every time you come to buy, you ain't got to wait.
Right.
They going to come see what you want.
And then they always half of them know your drink already.
Yeah.
So they going to have it ready for you when you come in.
Right.
Yeah, I want to talk to a bartender.
That, yeah, you gonna find. Let's. We need to put it on your page. Seeking bartender for interview. Must
right.
work at a club or strip. Regular right. club or strip club.
Yep, I want to interview a bartender because I want to know what you bitches be doing at the hours.
We need and
I'm. You know what? I'm never shaking another motherfucking hand. Never. I'm never shaking. If you work in a damn club, don't touch
they didn't got,
me.
They didn't wash their hands since the nut was in it.
I don't care. And don't bring my drink. Bring it with a napkin around it.
Nah. But what happens at the end when they put the straw in there?
Don't put the straw in it.
So you don't want no foraging in your drink.
I put the straw in my own drink.
Oh, okay. Well.
Mm-mm. Don't put nothing in my drink.
Oh, let's get back on top. We just all over the place.
Yeah, so, no. But, yeah, so prayers to Wendy Williams.
Yes,
prayers
to Wendy Williams.
I wasn't going to be on that conversation long, no way, because I really don't care about
Jesus Christ.
But you said you haven't watched it.
Okay.
I've watched
it. What's that?
The 50 series episode on TikTok.
I have not watched the series episode on TikTok.
The 50 series episode of Who the Fuck Did I Marry on TikTok.
Okay.
Atlanta woman.
Okay.
Her name is Risa Tisa on TikTok.
Okay.
I was invested. You know, my attention span is short, so I didn't finish all in one night like most people did. You know, I had to finish over time.
So it's like the In the Closet song.
Yeah, when he came out with all them series.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Trapped in the Closet.
How do we know that this is not a fake, though? How do we know that she ain't make this up to see how it goes on TikTok to
because
maybe get a TV series?
His ex-wife. Came forward with
that,
the same.
That could be her friend.
No, they don't know each other. They don't know each other at all. And he said, and he came out. So
they all could be in cahoots now. But I'm not trying to rain on your parade. Let's go with it. What happens? What happens on this series?
On the series, she talks about how she met this guy. His name is Legion.
Uh-huh.
We gonna
Legion.
Call Legion. We gonna call him Legion.
Okay, Legion.
But she met Legion. Because I don't, Legion just sounds so fucking, that's a red flag anyway. Who the fuck you, I'm not marrying no nigga named Legion.
Really?
No.
What if his name was really Legion?
No.
You just have to call him Lee.
He's not going to be named nothing.
Gotta
I'm going to give him a name.
You got to change his name.
Yeah, we got to change that. You sound
Damn,
like
his
sounds,
mama named him Legion.
His name ain't really Legion.
I'm just saying though, like, you hard on, you out.
Yeah.
His name can't be Legion.
Mm-mm. Quite serious. You got to have a decent name. Yep. One of the Quartiers, a decent name.
Okay. Quartier, a decent name. Okay.
Legion.
Okay.
Which is fucking stupid. Legion presented himself to be a guy, well off. He presented himself to be a VP of a company. He presented himself to be a former arena football player.
Mm.
presented himself to have all this money on. He had offshore accounts and all of this. Mm-hmm. He presented himself to drive nice cars, which he drove a Nissan Altima. So yeah, that was the visualization of Legion.
Okay, well let me ask you a question on nice cars. She couldn't tell he didn't have a nice car. What I mean, well, that was
allegedly was driving a company
car. Oh, that Altima was the company car.
The Altima was the company car.
Okay.
He allegedly kept his car at the job.
Why are you just saying storage or something? So she never went to his job? There's questions. I have questions.
Yeah, everybody had questions for her.
Right.
He told her, y'all know that NCR building downtown where you driving, you see that big ass gray building that say NCR?
Uh-huh.
He's supposed to allegedly work behind that building. It's a building behind that building.
Okay.
That's where he works. That's where the company car is.
Okay.
Come to find out the nigga worked at Apple.
Not Apple corporate.
No. Apple store. He's supposed to have all this fucking money. Come to find out he took screenshots off of Google of bank accounts.
Oh, you could do that now.
Yeah.
You could. Hey, I got one right now on my phone that say I got $2 million, and it's that's a Wells Fargo account, and it just put it on the screen, like, I'm checking my bank account, and it's, say, $2 million in this account.
So you really Legion.
$900,000 in this account. So I just know that you could do that.
So he did.
I was going to do a test with it.
Oh, to see if somebody was over there looking like.
That and to see, like, yeah, that kind of test, like a social experiment.
to see if
motherfuckers really be looking over at your phone and to see how bitches be looking.
And to see how they act, because you right. see how they move. Because right. once they start asking you for a whole bunch of unnecessary shit, like, they start throwing little signs like, oh, I need a car.
Not that. I'm talking about, like, let's say if I'm at the store or something, and I say, oh, I need to check my account real quick. And I check my account. Then at the store, you know, they.
And then bitches start flirting with you.
They, yeah.
Because they sent your back
again. Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be good. That would be a good experiment, wouldn't
it? Clearly, this is what Legion did.
Okay.
Yeah, so he took a screenshot of a bank account. Uh-huh. He was supposed to have all this money in it.
Okay.
He told her they got together. She said they got together in March. They moved in at the end of March. They had a baby in April. They lost the baby at the end of April. They started looking for houses and things like that. Come to find out, she said they looked about 7 to 8 houses. He kept saying he didn't want to use his bank account for anything. He wanted to use cash. Couldn't produce receipts for the cash, where the cash came from, none of that.
Because you got to have that when you buy a house.
You definitely got to have that. You can't throw no cash off or down.
Right.
Because they want to know if this drug money or not.
Right.
So he couldn't produce none of that. So all of the realtors dropped him as a client.
Mm.
She said he took her to different car dealerships. He took her to BMW. He took her to Audi.
Mm-hmm.
Just test driving cars because he's supposed to have all this fucking money.
Right.
None of that fell through. So she said she started to see the red flags that this man wasn't who he said he was.
Right.
Come to find out, he was a pathological liar.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to have such a great relationship with his family. She started calling his family. None of them want to do anything with him.
Uh-huh. And this a year into the relationship.
She said this was like 6 months in.
Uh-huh.
She said they got married. She said that marriage probably only lasted a few months.
Wow.
She said because he started changing.
Uh-huh.
She said this man would get up every morning acting like he was on the phone with his brothers. Nobody was on the other end.
What?
So I'm thinking something.
That's unnecessary lies.
So I'm thinking something more wrong with
him. Right, it's got to be something else wrong with him.
Why the fuck you just walking around holding the phone not talking to nobody?
That's some strange shit.
Why the fuck is you just, yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Ain't nobody even on the
phone. How mama doing? What's mama, where mama at? What?
She said she used to be in the background like, tell moms or auntie, auntie, I said, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my wife said, hey, and ain't nobody even on the fucking phone. So this nigga on the phone talking to ghosts.
So is she crazy or is he crazy?
I think both of them motherfuckers
crazy. I think they both crazy. Because at some certain point, you not finna go 6 months and then about to get married and then be pregnant by a motherfucker and not know where they work. not see some signs of some of this shit that they talking right. about.
Right.
Right?
Oh, she said she seen letters from the job, but, you know, I don't want to tell on myself.
Don't tell on yourself.
You could type up a letter with a head.
Real easy. Right. Now, allegedly. Allegedly, so, this could happen.
Yeah, you definitely.
He ain't had nobody make check stubs for him?
I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure he had somebody off of Facebook Marketplace right. say, I make check stubs.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he had all that. I'm going to find out this nigga was a fraud. This nigga was a criminal. He had a criminal, extensive criminal background. He just was. And he had to turn himself in on the weekend.
But he told her what? Wait, so what happened when he was gone on the weekend? What'd she say?
He was going out of town for company business.
Oh, company business every weekend.
Yeah. Come to find out, he told her he lived in California.
Uh-huh.
He never lived in California. The nigga lived in Augusta. So, yeah, the nigga
Six said, but how was money being spent? Like, who was spending the money? She was.
I don't know.
He might have been spending a little, like.
He probably had money, but not the money he planned on
his account. Right. He had enough to keep it going.
Yeah, he had enough to sustain his story.
Right.
I think he probably had, like, because she said she, at one point in time, she seen him drop a cash offer on a car.
Uh-huh.
But she said it's probably like $5,000 or $6,000. Uh-huh. You could easily come up with $5,000 or $6,000.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Apple pay you that much.
Yeah, in 2-3 months at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, if he worked at the corporate office, it would be different because he probably has stocks and stuff. But if he just worked at the store, I'm not sure if they even. Now, if he was a manager at the store, it might be different.
Nah, that nigga wasn't no manager. That nigga was a regular employee.
He was just an associate.
That nigga was a regular employee.
I don't know if they pay that much as a regular employee at an Apple store.
A commission base.
They are?
They pay commission.
I know they get an hourly rate.
They get an hourly and plus commission.
Oh.
So,
well, I mean, he must have sold a lot of phones and pads. He had to sell a lot. iPads and MacBooks.
His good luck charm got her and the two other bitches he married, so.
He was married two other times?
Yes.
And told the same lies?
Told the same lies.
Jeez. Is he a genius or are they dumb?
This nigga was a swindler. This nigga talk you out your pennies and your account.
He got a hell of a mouthpiece.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
That nigga was. He came on there. All them bitches is lying.
And that's what he said.
That nigga said, all them bitches lying.
All of them lying.
They all was cheating, and I left all they at.
I believe you, bruh.
Oh, okay.
I believe you, bruh.
Okay.
They sound like some liars.
Okay.
You know how these chicks be out here lying? I believe you, bruh. They were just hating on you. Because they were trying to get the money, and you saw through the facade. You didn't want them to try to get your money. You know what I'm saying? I feel you on that. So I feel you on that.
When he got put out and had nowhere to go, what was the story then?
It's only because he had bought her. He let her stay there. He wasn't a rude dude. He was a gentleman. He's like, all right, but he got his own space now. He got his own spot now, right?
That nigga's in jail. Well, now he ain't in jail. He has another girlfriend.
Right.
He has another girlfriend, and when this story broke, the girlfriend said, fuck, I deal with this nigga now.
Hey.
Damn.
If some men just...
Tragic.
Just got it like that. They can talk you into anything, out of anything. I ain't never been one of them, but I sure was practicing for a long time.
It made me feel like I need to go home and ask my husband what he got going on. Like, you is your name really your name?
You would have saw some signs by now.
Is your name really who you say you are? Yeah. Where was you born? What hospital was you really born in? How many times you really been married? I need to start going to investigate.
You think so? How long you been married to your husband?
This year would be 11.
It's too late now. It's too late to go back and start searching for shit. You stuck, and that's the way it is. Just leave that shit alone.
I'm like,
it's been 11 years. It's too late. You should have did that shit in the first 11 months. It's too late to
not
be going
the first
back.
11 months.
Yeah, you should. Too late to be going back now. If you ain't found out by now, either you blinded by love, you slow, or he just that damn good. One
I'll be like,
two.
Is you a Lee John for real?
Lee John.
Is you a Lee John? But yeah.
So we gonna keep our prayers up for
Farnsworth Bentley
coming forward
yeah.
with all his Diddy juice. literally.
I need to find day 26 too. I want to know.
Oh, day 26? Oh my God.
I want to know what they got to say.
Mm, what about the little people who he made walk across the bridge get past?
That's day 26.
That was?
Yeah.
They ain't got nothing to say because they still doing concerts.
That was
day 26
and Aubrey O'Day and them. That was all of them. They was all in the house together.
Aubrey O'Day? And she making music? Mm-hmm. I don't know if they going to come forward. He got a lot of people that could come forward.
She chimes in on little stuff. She don't really say a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
It's a lot of people out there that can just tell the truth. Awesome. Y'all need to tell the truth. And free yourselves. Free yourselves of the burden.
Well, Maze too much of his friends.
Who?
Maze.
Who?
Is it Maze?
Mace?
Maze.
Nah, yes. him and Mace been beefing for a long time. Mace say that nigga owe him $3 million.
That was making the band, yeah.
They say Mace say Diddy owe him $3 million.
So why he ain't saying nothing?
To see, that's what I'm saying. Like, he might know something, too.
I used to go to church with him, too.
But they might have gave him his hush money. They said, we owe you.
She had Cassie hush money, and that bitch started chiming.
I think Cassie was better. I think she was.
Because he with Young Miami?
Yeah,
And he doing all the stuff Young Miami that she wanted to happen to her?
Yeah.
I can see that.
And I'm not, this is my opinion. I think she was better because he was with Young Miami. And she's
still with Young Miami.
Right. He doing everything for Young Miami, and she didn't like that. And so she started dry snitching. You have been with this man all this time. You ain't say not one thing, but as soon as he dropped you, you got something to say.
I forgot all about Cassie ass, for real, to tell you the truth.
Exactly. She was happy being his concubine.
When was the last time she made music?
Exactly. She was too busy pouring up Patron and hand jobs. See.
My Patron to
have. Allegedly.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, hey. Yeah, I'm just going to start DMing motherfuckers.
Yeah, just tell them. You never know what could happen.
I'm just going to start DMing.
Go DM Bondsworth Finley, Bentley, and then DM, what's her name? Laurier. Just say, hey, just throwing it out here.
I'm just like, hey, what happened?
Hey, I'm concerned for your mental health. I just want to see if you want to get some stuff off your chest. I got a podcast you can come to. It's in the secret location.
Come sit on the couch.
We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Once it's done, it's done. You ain't got nobody. You ain't got nowhere you going.
Right. Come sit on the couch.
We'll send you the address an hour before the show starts.
Hey, he's right here in Atlanta, too.
Bam.
He's right here in Atlanta.
He might be out here around his secret location. You never know. A lot of people live out here around the secret location because it is secret.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think that people would live out here around this secret location. Nah. See, that's what they want you to think.
He looks like he's staying in Roswell.
But they look like they stay in Roswell, but they be living like in Jasper. Up there in Jasper in the mountains and shit.
He's visible, but not visible.
Or in Whitesburg. Like, I mean, he could drive to Atlanta.
I guarantee you.
Or he be in Whitesburg, somewhere like that.
He stay in Smyrna. He either stay in Smyrna or Gwinnett County somewhere. I guarantee you.
But then, you know, they be out there in Noonan, too, because Noonan right next to Peachtree City, which is a big area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they might stay. See, it's a little town right before Noonan called Whitesburg.
Oh, yeah. I drove there one time. I was scared.
It's not nothing to be scared of. The town ain't this big. I done drove through there many a times, but... They be staying in a little town like that, be having little porches and stuff, like old antebellum porches where they look like they whooped and hung slaves on. Them the type of porches they be on. That's the type of, they be in the cut, then they pop up in Atlanta. Y'all think they be in Roswell and shit, then they come way back to the little country town.
I'm telling you.
But just go in their DMs and shoot them a message and say, hey.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to ask them, is he okay?
Just checking on you, Bondsworth. You know, I'm concerned for your mental health. I just want to make sure you're good.
I'm going to say, hey, big head. Just want to make sure you're straight. No, we ain't seen you in a long time. You still,
hey, big head.
Still carrying them umbrellas.
That's a good one.
Just make them feel comfortable. Make them feel like we met each other.
Like y'all before. Know each other.
Yeah, like we met each other before.
Yeah, and then you got to say stuff like, you know, I've been trying to hit you up, but you ain't never returned my messages.
Right.
I changed my number a couple of times. I DM'd you 2 or 3 times. You ain't never replied to me. I thought we was better than that.
He's like, I don't know this bitch. Who's this bitch? I don't know her.
You met me that one time. Then he gonna be like, who was this? Like,
remember, it was a long time ago.
You gotta do this. Man. Man, you know, stop playing.
Remember, I met you at that one event downtown. Right. Everything happened downtown. Downtown, in Midtown. Remember?
Right.
It was the summer.
Right.
You know, down there.
Right.
Yeah, remember? I had talked to you at the event, and he was like, hit you up.
He was like, hit me in the DM.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm sending him a message.
Send him a message. Him and old girl.
Yep.
Tell her. Remember, I was in your dad's class.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, what dad's class? That one.
Not that one. She was like, which one, bitch? Like,
right. Then when she say, which one? Be like, yep.
Boy, this bitch crazy. What the fuck is this? Investigate the situation.
I'm just checking on your mental, see if you okay. Everything all right? Yeah, I ain't seen you really dancing in a long time.
Like, I still been keeping up on your videos. I see you out here doing your thing.
Right.
You see? Know?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you straight.
See if you good.
You look like you losing a little weight, so you look stressed. Yeah.
There we go.
Then hit up day 26. Hey, y'all. When y'all coming out with more music? Let's talk about it. Come sit on the couch.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk about it.
Sit on the couch.
Right. There you go. There you go. See, you learning.
Hey, that's how Wendy Williams start off.
You'd be surprised. One of my folks say, okay. You're going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to inbox this chick, this recent teacher chick at Legion.
Okay.
I'm going to inbox her.
They can call in.
Cause she right here in Atlanta.
Oh, she definitely had her come out.
She right here in Atlanta.
We got to beat it before everybody else. You got to get to it for the big banks and the Shaq.
Oh, Shaq they already they got to her. BMW didn't already gave her a car.
Really?
Delta then is flying her first class to London because he told her he was going to take her to London and Paris and all of that. So they didn't offer her a trip to London. Yeah, the Tubi reached out to her, so she about to get her story out on Tubi. They didn't already got to her.
We
got to
come up with a story. We need some free shit, too.
Yeah, we do.
Me, you, Slick got to come up with a story.
Yep. Yeah, we need something.
Yep. Something. Surviving. Tell your husband what's tell
him. Surviving Podcast Radio.
Oh, no. It's gotta be juicy.
It's gotta be way juicier than
man,
that.
Man, I could be on my phone, be like on Instagram, like man, you know I like this girl and shit, and then I came home the other day, and her and one of the podcast hosts in the bed. Like, what am I do, y'all? And then like it's a guy, podcast, a guy or a girl. See, you would think it was a guy, but it wasn't. Then they're going to be like, well, did you see any signs? No. They always text each other, but.
I didn't even know she liked
it. Right, look. They always text each other, but, you know what I'm saying? I ain't think nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Then I walk home, they all jumping up, talking about, oh, we just.
And then that's where I come with my story.
No, I got to get the free shit. I got to get to the free shit. And I told this girl, you know, she talking about, we going to go on a 12-day cruise around the world and stick, and. She already paid for it, you know. So I'm talking, she gonna help me with my credit. You gonna help me get a new truck and shit like that, like all this shit. And now I gotta come home and I gotta deal with this. The one she didn't give me no new truck cause she got the girl Ina Coochie a new truck. Yeah, what? All that. Ooh, we gonna be rich, y'all. Y'all gotta play along. And then once I finish, give me about 3 days, then you come on there. If that nigga was doing what he was supposed to be doing, he wouldn't have to worry about what the fuck we doing. See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Then she come on in and say, well, I did what I did because he supposed to have been buying me an 18-karat diamond ring, but that ain't never. See, this is the free shit. You got to throw the free shit in there.
And so I'm like, he shot my Pandora bracelet across the field.
Right. Nah, we got to think bigger than that.
He burnt all my wigs and
bigger
shoes.
Than that. Big in that.
I had some red Louboutins.
Yes, bigger. Bigger. He came, he threw my red Louboutins in the fireplace with my Birkin bag. All that was in the fireplace.
He burnt all my Gucci and all of that.
Yeah. We gotta free shit. We talking about free shit. So you gotta throw some free items in some items in there that
took
that,
my G-Wagon on the highway and let cars run into
there
it.
There you have it. Put my G-Wagon in Lake Lanier.
Not Lake Lanier.
With all the other folks. So, because you know people ain't going to go on Lake Lanier and look for it because, you know, they
gonna come back.
Now that I know that Lake Lanier is haunted, ain't nobody going to go down and look for G-Wag.
They going to come back.
Yeah. It's all that.
Dang. That's crazy.
Good story, though, right? Sound juicy, don. It sounds like something you want to hear, don. It sounds like something you want to be on Tubi.
That shit probably already on Tubi.
It sounds like a Tubi movie, don't it?
We can't do Tubi. We got to go Tyler Perry Studios, big.
We got to have a glossy match shine to our show.
Yeah, we need
like,
to talk
like the stories. Remember how the stories used to look always hazy?
We need to reach out to Christian Reeves and let him know we got a story for him.
We got a story for you. We want to tell our story.
Yeah.
We want to tell our story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to delete
this.
But why
we got to say two girls? Why we can't say just the podcast world's fucked up?
Because we got to add juice on it.
Yeah, we can invite all of our other family. This is the podcast industry. Because, you know, half of them is hoes anyway.
But we got to have juicy stuff. Like, it's got to be somewhere. They're going to be like, oh, my God, we got to get this story.
She said, shit, you on, lad.
It's got to be somewhere people going to be like, oh, my God. Like you just said, 50-part series. It's got to be somewhere they're going to be like, oh, my God. Did y'all see what happened on Misfit Radio on TV the other day? That live came out and...
Mishaps of Misfits.
Right. Right.
The Mishaps of Misfits.
There you have it.
The studios are just up the street.
Right.
Right.
We got Lionsgate right down the street.
And I got Tyler Perry Studios by me.
Oh, hey. All we got to do is write the story. The biography of people you didn't know. That's the name of the movie. That's the book I'm writing. I am writing a book called The Biography of Someone You Don't Know.
I'm writing a book this year, too, but my book way is
not, it's gonna be Zane.
Not for kids.
It's going to be Zane type.
Yeah, not for kids.
Mm.
I'm writing a book, too. I got to finish it.
What's his name? I used to read his books because it was like Zane, but it was geared towards men. Mm. Oh, my God. He had one book that I read. I wanted to be that nigga in that book.
You want to be this?
I wanted to be him.
It's a chick that, she write good books. She got a, she said no names.
Oh, no, it's going to be vague.
Oh, it's a chick, she write books, and they all called Bitch.
Mm.
So it's Bitch 1, 2, and 3, and then Bitch Reloaded, and then Bitch, she got a whole series. Man, I tell you, her book's so fucking good.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I gotta finish my book. I let a few people read some chapters already, but
yeah, my book gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so good. They're gonna be like, oh, you need to write the biography of a person we didn't know part two. I'm be like, it's only one biography. What the fuck?
Now we gotta add more characters.
Right.
Now we gotta find niggas.
It's a biography of a person you didn't know you wanted to know.
Right.
Mm.
Right. But. It has been real, everyone. Great show. Hopefully, I'll be back next week if nothing comes up.
It's iffy.
Yeah, it be up and down, up and down. Sorry, but you know, once school is over and life stop lifing like it is.
Right. Things be more consistent.
Right. So, until next time, we'll see you later. Peace.
I'm that bitch. Yeah. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa. Break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash. You the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty.
Hey, yeah.
Acting stupid, whoa, was happening. Whoa, bitch, whoa.